We're in the money. Oh, I'm on the honey. Let's let it, send it, send it, rolling around.
We're in the money, and that intros Chris Cole from the North Bay Credit Union. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Arnold. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for coming in, and you've got a very interesting company. You go places where others fear to tread, so to speak. So we'll get to that with North Bay Credit Union. But tell us a bit of history about the North Bay Credit Union. How did it start?
Yeah, actually, we're the oldest credit union in Sonoma County. We're 70 years old this year. Started in 1948 by a group of farmers and Grange members. We were originally established as the Sonoma County Grange Credit Union to serve Grange members and agricultural people. This was following the war, World War II, and a lot of the banks in the area were focused on the housing demand and commercial lending. And the agricultural sector of our community was really kind of neglected. And that's why the cooperative credit union was formed to serve the members of the agricultural community. So over the years, we've primarily been focused on the agricultural area, but in the last several years, we've expanded our community charter to encompass the entire residential and business community of Sonoma County. And so now anyone can be a member. And in conjunction with doing that, we changed our name to reflect the broader scope of our charter to North Bay Credit Union.
Oh, okay. And to become a member, what does that mean in a credit union?
So credit unions are member-owned. That is, we're not owned by any investor groups or, you know, Wall Street people or companies. All of the members who have accounts with us are members, member owners, and they're responsible for electing our board of directors and providing the governance of the credit union. So if you come in and open up an account with us, then you're considered an owner.
That's pretty easy. And people can, and they can vote and all that sort of stuff in that process.
The only real requirement is that you are either reside in Sonoma County or work in Sonoma County or worship here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting twist there.
Yeah. We also have a number of affiliated groups that if you belong to one of those groups, then you also qualify for membership. Some of those groups are the Sonoma County Farm Bureau, for example, or any Grange organization would be another qualifying group.
And I presume all the credit cards and debit cards there, they can be used all around the world. There's no, barriers.
Yeah, we actually can provide most of the banking services offered by all the large international banks. Credit card, we do all kinds of lendings and savings and deposit accounts. We have online banking access, mobile banking.
How many branches do you have?
We have three branches, one in Santa Rosa, one in Healdsburg, and now a new one in Sonoma Valley.
Ah, which town in Sonoma Valley?
It's over by Boys High Springs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting. So a nice jump over to that side of the county type of thing. So you kind of want to expand it out a bit.
Yeah, we found that there was really a lack of financial institutions over in that Glen Ellen area, and so there was a niche to be filled, and we found a really nice acceptance of the community since being there for the last several months. We're excited about that. And we're looking to expand. We want to be in all corners of the county. We hope to, in the very near future, have branches in the southern part of the county and possibly out in the west part of the county as well.
Oh, interesting. Well, you seem to have a good business model if it's worked all these years. And what would, per se, agricultural loans would have been like back in the original times? What would that be for, buying equipment or is that what it would have been?
I guess in the early days, there was a lot of dairy at that time, a lot of field crops, a lot of apple orchards, that kind of thing. And then
the vineyards started cropping up in the county, and that became very popular, and we got involved in that. And now the next iteration of agriculture in the county is, as you know, cannabis.
It's cannabis, right.
Yeah, and so that was what led us to do what we're now doing.
You know, was that sitting in a board meeting and deciding, or was it a long process, or how did that get to be decided on?
Well, we were watching this issue as an institution for many years. Since marijuana was legal from a medical standpoint since 1996, you know, we knew that it was a big issue, and having banking services available to that industry was a problem even in those early days. But then when recreational cannabis became legal at the beginning of 2018, that was sort of the match that ignited the bonfire, because at that point the cannabis industry in the county and here in the North Bay area just exploded with all kinds of new businesses and new entrepreneurs, and all of these businesses needed banking services. Without banking services, they had to deal in hard currency and cash, and that was creating a real problem in our community with a public safety issue. We were finding that there were too many reports of home invasions and carjackings and that kind of thing that really concerned us as a local credit union. And, we felt it was our mission to serve the local community and do what we can to promote public safety. And so rather than being part of the problem of contributing to that negative impact of this situation, we decided that we wanted to be part of the solution. And that's why we established the cannabis program that we now have.
We've got this dichotomy of the state allowing it and the feds not. That's quite a razor's edge to walk along, it seems.
Yeah, it really is. The majority of people in California and the government of California have approved cannabis for use here, and the federal government is still classifies cannabis as a Schedule I drug, which makes it even worse than cocaine, for example. And there is a significant movement, however, across the country to legalize cannabis. I mean, the entire country of Canada recently legalized cannabis, and 34 states across the United States have legalized some form of cannabis use. And so I think that the tide is now shifting, and there's more and more pressure on the federal government to change its stance. And when you have a large state, a large economy like California, that's certainly going to provide a lot of pressure on the federal government to change its position.
Yeah, well, if they like us. But look at people like Boehner and stuff who have, the Speaker of the House, who's now a pot entrepreneur and things like this, how they've sort of changed.
Yeah.
Interesting process.
Yeah, it's interesting when they get out of office, then they jump on the bandwagon.
Exactly. Not just Bob Marley stuff.
Yeah.
You were saying that about public safety, and as you were saying that it, because it is so much of a cash business, that just makes such exacerbates the whole problem, doesn't it? Obviously, with safety.
A lot of the businesses here in our local community were paying their bills in cash, and they were walking around city streets with duffel bags full of cash, and just really not a safe environment to be promoting. And we figure in the year or so that we've been offering these services that we've probably taken about $50 million out of circulation off of our city streets and put it into a safe financial institution and made it available via normal banking channels, which is how it should be done. Hopefully we're making a small dent in the issue of public safety, and we hope to increase that as we go forward.
So, yeah, so how do the feds, not touch you? What is that process, how you deal with that?
Well, the federal government right now considers us in violation of federal banking laws. However, they have chosen not to pursue enforcement at this time. And it kind of depends on who's in charge of the Department of Justice and what their priorities are. But we're trying to, as an institution, follow all of the guidelines that have been provided by the federal government to say, if you're going to do this kind of activity, then here's the set of rules and regulations that we want you to follow. And if you do that, then we'll let you be.
Right.
But there is always that risk that somebody could come after us to make an example of us. And we are concerned about that, and we're taking a lot of precautions to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be as compliant and transparent as we can. I actually called the local office of the FBI and invited them to come in and look at what we're doing. And,
oh, wow.
And just want to make sure that everyone is aware that we're trying to live by the laws and do what's right. And at the same time, we're providing actually an important service to law enforcement by monitoring all of the financial activity going through these cannabis operators' accounts. Because if there was a bad player that the law enforcement people wanted to go after, right, they would need evidence, and we're providing that evidence by documenting the financial activity that we see come through our institution.
But thank you for being so brave, because other credit unions and banks in the area have decided not to go that way.
Yeah, I think we're the only financial institution, certainly in Sonoma County and as far north as I think there's only one other institution in all of Northern California that I'm aware of that is doing this.
Wow.
And there's a number of reasons why other banks and credit unions elect not to do that, but the threat of federal prosecution is certainly high on that list.
I mean, it seems appropriate because the growers have to go through a very stringent process to be approved and to be legitimate. So, it has to extend through the financial system after that.
Oh, yeah. And, Arnold, what we're finding is that the operators that we deal with and that come to us for banking services are all very professional people. You know, they're not the stereotypical pothead who's,
right,
growing weed in his backyard. These are business people. These are a lot of times people who've had long careers in Silicon Valley or on Wall Street, and they've now joined the cannabis industry because that's really a huge growth area. They feel like it's going to continue to grow and that it'll eventually become federally legal. And so there's a lot of very serious players starting businesses and jumping on board with existing businesses. And they're all trying to do everything by the book. And they want to be as compliant as possible and as transparent as possible. And they have a real hard time finding a bank is willing to deal with them. And I can't tell you how many stories I've heard about companies that have been shut down by numerous banks time and time again once it's learned that they are dealing in cannabis.
I see the word cannabis there, and that's it. Yeah, the red flags go up.
Yeah.
You have a few political supporters in this process. I know some politician like Fiona Ma, California treasurer. Can you tell us how that's working on the political side?
Yeah, right now, I think in 2019, there are over 60 bills in the state legislature scheduled to be considered that deal with cannabis. And a number of those bills are related to banking cannabis. I think everyone in the government recognizes that the banking issue is a huge problem for a state legal industry. And without those services, the remittance of state taxes is a real problem. And they need banks to participate in the economic activity to make the whole industry work.
Right.
And so the government is trying to come up with ideas and safeguards to make banking accessible to the industry. One of the proposals was that there be a state-run or a government-run bank just for cannabis. Hmm. And
central depository
type of thing. Yeah. Our position as a credit union is that, you know, the credit unions and banks already have the infrastructure in place to deal with this industry and to offer them the services they need. What we don't have is the protection from federal prosecution. And once we can get that, I think you'll see a lot more banks and credit unions jump into this area and start offering services. And there is some movement in that regard at the federal level. There were congressional hearings just a couple of weeks ago in which Fiona Ma, as you mentioned, testified regarding what is called the Safe Harbor Act, and that would provide protection for financial institutions that are serving the cannabis industry. I think even at the federal level, they recognize that this, as if a state has legalized the product, that there has to be some way to deal with the money that is going to be generated for the purchase of that product.
Okay.
So they're trying to help financial institutions feel comfortable that they can participate in that economic activity without the federal government coming after them.
Right.
Yeah.
Make them sleep well at night. I'm sure you've had a few sleepless nights. The business, the cannabis business, is broken into different areas, sort of like edibles and the flowers and the various other products with oils. Are they all treated the same, even though it's they're used for differently? Or?
Well, from a legal standpoint, cannabis is cannabis in whatever form it's in. There are certainly different challenges for each type of license that are permitted by the state. We deal as a financial institution with all the various types of licenses and businesses that are in the cannabis industry, from cultivators to manufacturers, distributors, retailers, the dispensaries, and they all pose different challenges from a banking perspective, just because of the type of business that they do and how they conduct their business, and the money flow, obviously. But yeah, I think as far as the federal government concerned, it's all cannabis. The only thing that is a little bit different is hemp, which federally recognized as a legal product.
That's interesting. Yeah, kind of a little inroad there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that can be the next thing after wine is hemp growing. We can only hope. I suppose, you know, the initial kickoff at just going on the cannabis thing has been less than they said. Obviously, all the taxes and everything has shown that it hasn't been as lucrative as they thought it was going to be. I don't know how you build that into your business model of how that would ramp up, I suppose.
Yeah, I think the state revenues have been a little bit under projection, primarily because there's been a real quagmire of getting licenses approved by the government. I mean, they've kind of caused the problem themselves to some degree. So there's been a lot of operators that had to shut down for a period of time because they were waiting for their license to get approved. And during that time, obviously, they're not generating revenues that can be taxed. So I think you're going to see in the coming months and next few years, the industry is going to just explode exponentially. I mean, all the industry operators that we're talking to are planning on increasing business by 50 to 100% or more in the next 12 months.
Oh, wow.
So the demand is certainly there. The fastest growing segment of the cannabis market is people over 65.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
And as the baby boomers get to that age and, have the aches and pains of getting older, then they turn to cannabis a lot of times to help relieve some of those situations. And and they've got the a lot of times the disposable income to be able to do that. So the market for cannabis is huge. And that's only going to increase the problem on the banking side of how to deal with all that money and where to put it and make sure that it's safely in places where people are not going to try to come after it illegally.
Right. You know, give an example of, say, you know, a grower or somebody comes to you, you know, how do you check them to make sure they're, you know, per se legitimate?
We have a very stringent onboarding process. We have an application process that all of our people have to go through that is very extensive. It requires they submit all of their information on their backgrounds and financial records. They have to provide proof of their licenses, multiple licenses at both state and county and municipal levels. And, you know, we do background checks and we do all kinds of things to ensure that we're dealing with the most legitimate professional people that we can possibly deal with. We've decided as an institution we really want to deal with the cream of the crop, so to speak, of the industry, certainly as we're getting our feet wet in dealing with the regulators and the law enforcement people in this kind of uncharted territory. We want to make sure that the businesses that we're working with are totally above reproach.
Right. Well, certainly, and by being the first one in the area, hopefully that will gain you a lot of loyalty when others come and jump in later.
Yeah, that we're kind of hoping on that, but we also know that the industry is so big here in just our North Bay area that our credit union can't handle the entire industry. And we really need other financial institutions to step up and take on the challenge as well. And we're not trying to monopolize the industry in any way. I'm actually encouraging my competitors, my banking competitors, to join me and offer services to the cannabis industry. Because we figure if our small credit union, locally owned and operated, can figure out a way to be compliant and transparent and offer these services, then certainly larger institutions ought to be able to do it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Just a bit of gumption they need.
Yeah.
And on taxes, obviously, all that money going through, even though the federal government doesn't recognize it, do they accept taxes that come through from the money deposited?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
They require taxes, and they have been accepting cash deposits for taxes, and they have to have high security every week over at the Equalization Board to accept all the cash that's coming in from the cannabis operators.
Oh, wow. So they just pay it directly, their taxes. They don't mind then just taking the cash.
Well, that's the only way that they can pay because they don't have a bank account.
Right.
So what are you going to do? You got to pay them somehow.
Turn a blind eye, but take the money.
That's right. Yeah.
So many paradoxes in this world.
One thing that we don't do, Arnold, is we do not accept cash from cannabis operators in our branches.
Mm.
We require that all of our cannabis clients have their cash picked up by an armored car service, and that money is taken directly to our account at the Federal Reserve Bank in San Francisco. So it never comes into our credit union per se, but it goes into their account with our credit union.
Right.
So, we felt that there was some security issues that we didn't want to have to deal with large amounts of cash coming into our branch. And so we took steps to make sure that that didn't happen.
Yeah, sounds a good idea. Just keep it moving out. Yeah. But again, we have to find a way to keep the money in the county, isn't it?
Yeah, well, to the extent that we can digitize the money and provide online bill payment services, for example, or ACH transfers. All those things can be done safely and provide they provide a record of the transaction. With cash, it's a lot more difficult because there's no record of a cash transaction.
Right.
And that's why I think we're providing an important service to law enforcement, because we're making sure that all the cash that's coming in is generated from legal sales, and that the money that's being paid out for goods and services is all in line with normal operating expectations. And there's no funny business going on.
Right.
And we make sure that that's happening and we're documenting it. And so I would think that the law enforcement people would appreciate that instead of trying to come after us, you know?
Exactly. That's the last thing they want to do, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Interesting to know how many law enforcement people have their accounts with you, are members.
Yeah. Well, I think the federal government has bigger fish to fry than going after state legal cannabis operators and financial institutions that are trying to do things according to state law. So.
Right. No, good. Good work. Very brave, and it needs to be done. And you're doing it. That's quite something in the business world. Not many people, you know, often want to take those chances.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that a credit union is, I think, well suited for, because we are part of the community. We're very invested in making sure that our community is safe and economically vibrant, and we're promoting all local businesses. And so, in our best interest as a local institution to serve the needs of certainly an industry that's a big part of our local economy, and making sure that it's safely monitored, and that business owners can conduct business here.
Yeah, it's here to stay, so get on with it. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So how can people contact North Bay Credit Union and find out about you?
Well, they can certainly come to any of our branches. We're only really accepting cannabis applications via an online process that is kind of funneled through me at this point, because since going public with our services, we've had such a tremendous demand from all corners of the state, actually.
Wow.
Who want an account with us, that it's been a bit overwhelming to my staff. And so we've had to restrict the number of accounts that we can offer. We are still kind of looking at accepting some new accounts, but we do have some criteria by which we're filtering those people through. If anyone would want to be considered, then they should contact me at the credit union.
And the email address?
It's chris@northbaycu.com.
Great. That's the thing. Often there's gaps when there's laws and things passed, and you're trying to fill those gaps, to bridge it, to make it work.
Yeah, and I really hope that the community appreciates that. I think certainly the feedback that we've gotten from the community has been very positive. When we initially started the program, we were a little bit concerned about reputational risk and how people would perceive us in serving this industry. But we found that here in Sonoma County, certainly, that there is a pretty large groundswell of support for the industry and for what we're trying to do as a bank, as a credit union, to just bring about more public safety and economic activity in our local area. And I think people can certainly support us in that effort by, you know, coming to the credit union and opening accounts, even if they're not in the cannabis industry, because the more non-cannabis businesses and people we have as part of our credit union, then the less we are perceived as being, you know, a cannabis-only kind
right.
of institution, which we are certainly not. It's just actually a small segment of what we do, and we're here to serve the broader community. So we would love to have more members, more businesses become part of the credit union.
Now, some of your products, I mean, do mortgages, cars, all those type of products you do?
Yeah, we do credit cards, all kinds of personal loans, car loans. We do equipment loans. We do vineyard financing, for example, and not many people are aware that we can finance a large vineyard operation up to $50 million.
Wow.
But we do a lot of home mortgages. We do the kind of lending that large commercial banks don't really do because they have criteria to sell the loans into the secondary market. We keep those loans on our books, and so we can be a little bit more flexible in some of the terms and conditions that we offer that maybe a bank cannot. Hmm. But anything that a large bank can offer, we can offer.
We can do. Well, great. I really appreciate you coming in, Chris. Chris Call, the CEO of North Bay Credit Union. Yes. And great work, pioneering work, you might say.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in,
yeah,
letting us learn about it. I encourage people to check it out.
Good.
North Bay Credit Union. Thank you.
I've got to follow the money. Got to go to work. Got to make a living till my body hurts. Got to bite my lip. Got to wreck my health. Got to break my back for my share of wealth. Gotta follow the money, follow the money. Gotta go to work,
go to work.
Gotta make a living,
make a living.
Tell my body hurts,
body hurts.
Gotta bite my lip.